The proposed sales tax changes still need three assembly approvals in ordinance form before they even appear on the local ballot. Then it'll be up to voters to decide. Two of the proposed changes would impact a sales tax exemption for seniors. One may mean the eventual phasing out of the allowance while keeping the exemption for people who are 65 and older and already qualify. Kurt Wallhuter has proposed sunsetting the senior exemption and suggested ending it for people born during or after his birth year, 1955.
I mean, I'm not going to plan where I'm going to settle 7 years from now due to city sales tax exemption or $150,000 tax cut on my house. Grandchildren are going to be first priority, and health will be the second priority. So if you have it out a ways, you know, it gives people a chance to adjust. Those that are, you know, planning on staying for the rest of their lives.
Wallhuter wanted to maintain the exemption for people who already qualify, but eliminate it for future seniors. It's been an issue debated by a sales tax committee through the winter, but one that did not see a consensus agreement by that committee. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht explained the exemption would be a problem for the borough in the future.
The reason this is being talked about is that we're seeing an increasing number of senior sales tax exemptions. Our demographics are showing that more and more people are falling into this senior tax exemption. And while it's not a problem today, if those demographics continue 20 years from now, whoever's sitting in your chairs then is going to have a much bigger problem.
Not all assembly members were in favor of ending the exemption. Bob Lynn thought people in the area couldn't afford the borough's 6% tax.
Over the last 10 years, I've probably done 3,000 or 4,000 hours of work for people both within town here and outside of freebies. And I can tell you, there are a lot of people who are in need around here, who don't have a lot of money. And I couldn't even begin to vote yes for this latter one. You know, we've already taken a step to reduce the other folks.
Assembly members discussed several ways of sunsetting the senior exemption while grandfathering in those who already qualify. They did not decide on the specifics yet, but will debate that once a draft ordinance comes back before the assembly. Bob Lynn and Cindy Lagadakis voted against advancing that ballot question. However, with 5 votes in favor, borough staff will draft ordinance language for the assembly review starting in early July. Assembly members were unanimous in advancing another potential change to the senior exemption, which would apply the allowance only to groceries and home heating fuel. Another unanimous vote was on a proposed excise tax for tobacco products sold in the borough. Nancy Strand was a supporter of that change.
I think it is a deterrent to increase the cost. I've long advocated for the tax on tobacco products. And I think that additional tax should go into the general fund to be dispersed as needed from there. I don't think it should be earmarked for any department.
The tobacco tax has been one idea for starting to fund maintenance and upkeep at the Petersburg Medical Center. Earlier in the meeting, CEO Liz Woodyard encouraged the assembly to put that issue on the ballot.
I would encourage the assembly to support a tobacco tax, to put it on the ballot for this coming fall, and dedicating the proceeds to support the hospital to allow us to purchase needed equipment and for the maintenance and repair of the building, which is owned by the borough.
Other proposed changes would have the borough checking residency requirements for sales tax exemptions with the state's permanent fund division. And voters will likely be deciding again on an increase for the sales tax cap. That proposal would increase the cap to $2,000 from the current $1,200. Jay Stanton Greger was in favor of putting all the questions to local voters.
I'm definitely going to support this because I think the voters should decide. This is going to be a community decision and one that shouldn't in the long run be up to us. So I'm going to support it here so that the public gets to make its decision. These are great questions to ask the community. And public ballot's the way to do it.
A similar question on the tax cap for the city of Petersburg failed in 2012 by only 6 votes. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.